Isaiah 57, verse 14. And one shall say, heap it up, heap it up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness, I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry. And he went on backsliding in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight, God, for the word of God to open our understanding and penetrate our minds. God, enable us, Lord, to receive strength and encouragement from your word. Lord, to honor you, Lord, with our worship and with our praise. For we know, Lord, that you are a great God and that you delight, oh Lord, Lord, in bringing health and strength to those that would call upon your name. We pray all things to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everyone says, amen. God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. Very familiar story in the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 8th chapter, we find that the disciples of Jesus followed him into a ship, and that they set forth upon the sea. And while in the midst of the sea, the Bible tells us that there was a great storm arose in the midst. And when it appeared that the boat would be overcome by reason of the waves, the disciples of the Lord became very fearful. Fearful for their lives. But the Bible says that Jesus was asleep. In the midst of the raging storm, that he had perfect peace. He had no fear. There was no doubt. For he knew that all would be well, because he had the power, amen, to bring peace in the midst of the storm. The disciples cried out to the Lord, Lord, save us because we are perishing. I believe there are men and women today who are perishing in life's troubled waters. That we live in a dispensation in time when there is trouble on every hand. You have no doubt, you have saw the riots You saw the demonstrations in other parts of the world because people want to be restored. They want to be set free from the tyranny that has chained them and bound them and robbed them of their freedom and their ability to live as men and women. There are many storms in life, but I want you to know that in the midst of all the storms, the political climate and the economic climate, the immorality that seems to engulf our society today, that it is just astounding that even the billboards in our nation's largest cities are so perverse and so ungodly that even people of this world are rising up and they're raising their voices in outrage because we live in a wicked hour. The Bible tells us where iniquity doth abound, the grace of God doth much more abound. I'm thankful tonight that His grace is sufficient. That in spite of turmoil, in spite of the saber rattling of the enemies of our nation, amen, we can have confidence, amen, that all is well as long as we stay in the ship, as long as we stay close to the Master, we know that all is well. Lord, save us. The Bible says it's not His will that any should perish. That God is not in the business of destroying people. God will not leave us, neither will He forsake us. If you cannot feel God, it's not because God has left you. If you are so far from God that you do not know how to get back, I'll tell you there is a God, amen, that will come running. And He will fall upon your neck and weep because He wants to restore those that desire Him and want to find Him. Amen. Hallelujah. You will never find a time in your life where God turns His back on you. You may turn your back on God, but God will never turn His back on you. Hallelujah. Because He is a God of mercy and a God of grace. Jesus said, "Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith?" We don't need to allow anything in our life to paralyze us with fear. Amen. That God, the great and high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, amen, dwells with them that are but broken and a contrite spirit. Amen. God delights in bringing salvation to those that cry out to Him for salvation. He said, "Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? Why do you doubt that I will not keep you? Oh, have faith." And then He arose, and the Bible says He rebuked the winds and the waves of the sea. And there was a great calm. So great was this peace that settled upon them that they marveled and said, "What manner of a man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey His voice?" Isaiah said it best. He is the high and lofty one, the high and holy one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He's the one that's able to revive the spirit of the humble, to renew the heart of the contrite, to he that is broken. God delights in those that are broken before him. That brokenness, it allows God to see that we desire him in our life by repenting, by acknowledging our need and our transgressions before God. Amen. God in his mercy and his love, amen, will give us something. Amen. So that we can overcome this world. Amen. God wants to bring revival. God wants to bring great works. God wants to do great things in our life. This scripture in Isaiah was directed to the backslider. I want you to know that my Bible says that God is married to the backslider. Amen. God will not walk away, amen, from that individual, amen, who will allow his heart, amen, to be broken. But God, in his love and in his mercy, he looks down from heaven, amen, and he says, heap it up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Amen. God doesn't want his people to stumble. Hello, aren't you glad tonight that God wants us, amen, to walk in this way, in joy, to find gladness, to find peace? He says, remove the stumbling block. God forbid that any of us would ever be a stumbling block to someone that wants to serve God. Amen. The Bible says, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Whatever it is that would cause a man or a woman to stumble, amen, remove it and get it out of the way. Amen. Remove it far from us, that we might walk in that straight and narrow way, that we might walk in the highway of holiness. The Bible says, amen, to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. We're not as those that are in the world that are without hope, but we have a hope, amen, that we should not stumble, that we should not err, that we should not become discouraged, that we would cast away our confidence, because we have hope, the anchor of the soul. We know that he promised, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. It doesn't matter what Satan would put in my path. It doesn't matter what kind of a stumbling block a man might come in front of us. Amen. Our God's able to remove the stumbling block. He's able to remove everything that would hinder us, because he is God. Amen. And he has made a way. Amen. He has prepared a way for his people. Amen. The way of the Lord is a way of righteousness and truth. It's not hard to live for God. It's not difficult to serve the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Hallelujah. That to live in perpetual sin, to live in rebellion against the word of God, that's what's hard. But it's easy to live for a God that loves us so much, a God that cares for us so much, amen, and he doesn't leave us destitute, and he doesn't leave us alone. But he said, lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. He will provide for our necessities. He will heal our body when we call upon his name. Amen. It is a delight to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. The high and holy one dwells with him who is of a broken and a contrite spirit. That God delights in that man or that woman who is humble before him. The Bible says pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We need to guard our steps. One of the greatest stumbling blocks to a child of God is to be lifted up in pride. Pride is one of the greatest stumbling blocks that the devil uses. You know why the devil uses that as a stumbling block? To trip you up. The devil will tell you how great you are and how wonderful you are. Don't you believe all of that? The Bible says that in us there's no good thing. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We don't have anything, amen, to boast of. The Bible says that if any man boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Amen. The devil knows how to trip you up. You know why? Because the thing that tripped the devil up is that he was lifted up with pride. He was a beautiful cherub, an anointed vessel of God. And he played beautiful music in the garden of God. And he became vain in his thoughts. He became vain in his imagination. And he said, I will ascend above the mountain of God. I'll ascend above the throne of heaven. And I'll become like the Most High God. Amen. Don't you ever get to the place that you think that you are so righteous and that you're so holy that you cannot, amen, stumble. Amen. We are but flesh. And when you see a brother or a sister that's having a difficult time, don't make fun of them. Don't put them down. Don't turn your back on them, but you love them. You encourage them. You pray for that brother, because except for the grace of God, there go you and I. Amen. But God loves a humble spirit, but he hates a haughty spirit. God hates a proud look. The Bible says that a proud look is an abomination to God. That means it stinks. Amen. I don't like things that stink. But if you want to send up a sweet smelling savor unto God, amen, humble yourself before God. Lord, I'm not worthy of your blessing. I'm not worthy of your love. But oh, I thank God that you saved me. I thank God that you redeemed me. I thank God that you pulled me out of the pit of despair and set my feet upon a solid rock. Amen. Give thanks unto God. Amen. Because God is a merciful God. He will revive the spirit of the humble. He will revive the heart of the contrite. God said, I will not contend forever. God was angry at the backslider because the backslider was covetous. Another thing that will trip us up is to fall in love with material things. You don't have to be rich to be covetous. You don't have to have a lot to want a lot. Amen. God was angry at him because that he was covetous. The Bible said, thou shalt not covet, amen, anything that belongs to your neighbor. If God blesses your brother or your sister, amen, don't you get a bad attitude and a bad spirit because God blesses your brother or your sister. But my Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. When people, amen, have a testimony to give of what God has done for them, don't you sit there, amen, and if you were too good to give honor to God, but you rejoice with them that rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. We ought to rejoice in the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Because what God does for others, He'll do for you. My Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. And so He's not going to do anything that's going to harm you, but He's going to give you good gifts. It may not be the same gift, but He's going to give you a good gift. Amen. I thank God that our Heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts. Amen. The Bible says if your earthly father knew how to give good gifts, amen, how much more will He give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Amen. Amen. If God, amen, could give you the Holy Ghost, if God could save you, if God could pick you up out of the mire and the muck, amen, there's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that God will refuse to do if we'll just call upon His name, because God loves to bring peace in the midst of a storm. He loves to restore that has fallen away. God said, I was angry, but I will not contend for it. I'm glad that God's anger, amen, is not everlasting. When I was growing up, that I was glad that my father didn't stay angry with me. Granted, there were plenty of reason that he should have been angry with me. How many of you have ever made your father or your mother angry with you? And it doesn't feel good, Brother Neil. At the time, it didn't feel good. But my father was angry with me, not because he hated me, but because he loved me. Amen. God doesn't hate us. He loves it. He gets angry because we disappoint Him. Because He wanted to bless us, and we cheated ourselves out of a blessing. He wants to heal us, but sometimes our lack of faith and our lack of trust in God, amen, cheats us out of a healing. Amen. God wants, amen, to give us, amen, everything that will glorify Him and that will give Him honor. Amen. But sometimes we stumble at the promises of God. But God's anger, amen, He said, I will not contend with him forever. I will be angry, but I will not always be angry. For the spirit would fail before me. And the souls which I made, if God, amen, continued to be angry with us, amen, there's not a one of us that could stand before God. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that God says I will not always be angry. Amen. I will not always, amen, bring chastening upon you. Oh, amen. I will not always, amen, correct you. But it's because I love you. Amen. The Bible says then that he loves, he chasteneth. Why? Because he knows that in the end, amen, there is far greater and eternal blessings that await us if we learn from the chastening of the Lord. Amen. He was angry for a moment. He was angry for just a little while. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but my Bible says, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, it feels good. Amen. When the anger has abated. Amen. And the harshness is put away, and there's restoration, there's reconciliation, there's forgiveness, there's love. Hallelujah. And that would be a good thing for you as a parent, amen, to practice. Behold the goodness and the severity of God. Not just severity. Being a good parent's not always just being stern and severe. Amen. Amen. You spare the rod, you spoil the child. But it shouldn't be the rod all the time. I'm glad God doesn't, amen, stay angry with me forever. Amen. But after you've chastened that child and they have broken and they have wept and they've shown that they're sorry, you need to kneel down in prayer with that child. Amen. And show him that you love him and let him know it's not the end of the world. I was a child. I know what you feel. I know where you've been because I've been there. I know what it's like. But God, amen, wants to give you better things. Hallelujah. I thank God for the chastening of the Lord. I thank God for every time that He has spoken a word to me. Amen. In rebuke. Amen. If God doesn't speak a word of rebuke, amen, every now and then, amen, maybe you're not listening to the voice of God. Because the Bible says that the Word of God, the Scripture, amen, not only is it for uplifting, but it's also for exhortation and rebuke. Hallelujah. It's not all lovey-dovey. Amen. Relationship with God is not all, amen, tiptoeing through the tulips. Sometimes it's taking a trip back to the shed. But that too is walking with God. Come on, son. I've got something I need to teach you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank God that sometimes God has to take us to the woodshed. Amen. But He doesn't do it because He wants to destroy us. But He does it because He wants to restore us. Amen. He wants to show us His mercy and His grace that in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our stumbling, in spite of our lack of integrity, and He still loves us. He still cares about us. He has not, amen, disowned us, but we're His children. Amen. The apple of His eye. And it's not His will that any of us should perish, but that all should have eternal life. Can you say praise God? God hid His face in a moment of anger. Sometimes God just has to turn His head because we sometimes just do some of the dumbest stuff because we're human. Sometimes just God has to turn and look the other way. Because He cannot behold evil. He doesn't delight in iniquity. Sometimes it's so abhorrent to God that He can't even look. God said, I hid my face for a moment in my anger. Why did God? Because He did not want to. Sometimes you have to walk away. And count to 10. Amen. Because if you discipline your children when you're in a rage, when you're angry, you could do irreparable harm. When you're at a fever pitch of anger, that's not the time to discipline that child. I'm glad God doesn't discipline me when He's at the fever pitch of anger. Because we've all made Him angry. We've tried the Spirit. But He still loves us. But He said, I'm not going to do anything right now. I hid my face for a moment. I had to walk away. because you were continuing stubbornly in the way of your foolish heart. God knows sometimes that we are foolish. For the iniquity of his covetousness, I was angry and I struck him. I hid and was angry, and he went on backsliding in the way of his heart. So when you are in rebellion against God and you're in continual backsliding, you may not feel the presence of God like you feel the presence of God right now. You may not feel the mercy and the goodness of God at that time in your life. But I want you to know that God only hides his face because he doesn't want to destroy you because you're his child. Amen. Amen. I'm glad sometimes, amen, that God says, I can't deal with this right now, but I'm going to let you get a taste of your own medicine. I'm going to let you try your wings. I'm going to let you go out there and find out, amen, the folly of your heart, because one day you're going to come to yourself. The Bible said the prodigal son went out and he spent all of his money on having a good time. He was having a good time, quote unquote, in his mind. But the good times didn't keep on rolling. There came a time when he was at the bottom. He was in the pig pen. He didn't plan to go there. He didn't want to be where he was, but his foolishness allowed him to get off of the straight and narrow path. But when he came to himself and he realized that even the servants have it better in my Father's house, I want you to know, amen, that in the Father's house, amen, anyone, the least person in the kingdom of God has got it better than the very best things that the world has to offer. When he came to himself, and he said, I've got to go back to the Father's house. Oh, hallelujah. When he began to make that trip back to that familiar place, amen, he wasn't thinking about an angry father. Amen, he wasn't going back expecting, amen, to be rebuffed and rebuked, to be disowned as a son. Oh, he may get angry, but it's just for a little while. Hallelujah. Amen. We may feel the chastening of God, and we may taste the bitter dregs of the world for a while, but it won't last forever. Oh, because in the Father's house, amen, he's preparing a time of celebration. The Bible says that when the Father saw that son who had gone away, when he saw him while he was a long way off, you don't have to get very close to the house of God, amen, before you can feel the mercy and the grace and the love of God beginning to reach down where you're at. You don't have to be in a house of worship to feel, amen, God as he begins to move in your life. While he was a long way off, the Father ran and he fell upon his neck and he wept for joy because his son that was dead, same as dead, had come back to the Father's house. Can you lift your hands and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. He said, prepare the fatted calf. Put some new clothes on him. Put some shoes on his feet. And I'm going to put a ring on his finger to let him know I'm going to restore everything that the world has tried to take away. I want you to know, amen, when God restores the backslider, amen, he restores the backslider, amen, to everything that he would have had if he had never left in the first place. Why? Because God is a God of mercy. God is a God of love. Amen. He put on the robe that his father had prepared. He put on the new shoes. He put on the ring upon his hands. And he said, let's go and let's celebrate. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we can celebrate tonight. Amen. Because our God is a God who delights in restoration. Hallelujah. God saw his ways and he desired. The Bible, he desired to heal. He said, I have seen his ways. Look at the 18th verse. Amen, Brother Martin, you want to put that back on the screen again. Isaiah 57 and verse 18. In spite of the fact that he has seen our ways. Oh, Helen, he saw you when you were walking along a lonely path. He saw you when you had run from his mercy and his love. I've seen his ways and hallelujah. I know that he's stubborn. I know that he's been weak. I know he's brought shame and disgrace. But I will heal him. I will restore him. Because I am a great God. I'm a merciful God. I'm the high and holy one. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You don't hide from God. God sees everything. He even knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. I mean, you can't hide from God. But in spite of everything that he knows about me, in spite of everything that he knows about you, he said, I'll heal you. And I will lead him also. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, God, that we can find healing. Amen. For God wants to do what? To restore. Everyone say restore. Amen. It means he wants to give back what the world has taken away from you. He wants to give you back your joy. He wants to give you back your strength. He wants to give you back, amen, your inheritance. He wants to restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. Amen. We don't need to be weeping. We don't need to be sorrowful. Amen. Because God said, I will restore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Verse 19. I create the fruit of the lips. Hallelujah. God's the one that creates praise. You know why we can worship, why we can praise God? Because he creates the fruit of the lips. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We can testify, we can praise God, we can honor God, we can rejoice because God has done a work on the inside that's greater than the work on the outside. You know, we can see the outer man. We can see what God has done outwardly in a person's life. Amen. But the greatest part is what we can't see. Because the Lord said, I create the fruit of the lips. He's the one that gives us peace. Amen. Amen. There's no peace in the world. A man or a woman that is in rebellion against God is in constant turmoil. The Bible tells us the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. I'm glad that I can lay down on my pillow at night, amen, and know that if I don't awake, amen, before the morning, that I am going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow is going to bring, because my God is going to be there. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord. Not just to my chosen people, Israel, but even those that dwell in the isles of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. How many believe God loves Israel? Well, God has a plan for Israel. God is going to bless it. It's going to be exalted above all the kingdoms of the world. It's going to blossom like a rose, and all the nations are going to flow into it. Amen. So they can worship God. But I want you to know that you don't have to be in Jerusalem, amen, to pray for peace. Hallelujah. Because God will give peace to them that are near as well as those that are far off. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your circumstances. It doesn't matter your position. Amen. God will give you peace if you'll learn to put your faith and your trust in him. Hallelujah. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace. Peace. And I will heal him. Oh, hallelujah. Would you stand tonight? Amen. Physical healing is a wonderful blessing from God. God healed the lame. God healed the deaf. God healed the blinded eyes. God healed the leper. But my Bible says that he came to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. You may not be blind physically. You may not be deaf physically. You may not be lame physically. But I want you to know that God can heal a broken heart and set a captive free. If you're bound by fear and doubt and despair, amen, God wants you to shake off the shackles that have bound you and kept you from doing what he would have you to do. Because he that the Son has set free is free indeed. I don't care if you were a backslider. I don't care how long you walked in misery and sin. Hallelujah. He said, I've come to bring healing. I've come to bring joy. I've come to bring peace. If you will only receive it. And Jesus stood up on the bow of that ship and said, peace. Be still. There was a great calm. I want you to know that he is still speaking peace to those that will receive it tonight. Oh, what manner of a man is this, that even the wind and the waves hear his voice? What manner of a man is this, that he will restore those that have fallen down? Amen, and he'll lift them back again. Who is this? What manner of a man is this that he'll say, I forgive you, amen, when you've turned your back and walked away? What manner of a man is this that says, I will heal him Although I was angry with him, I will heal him because I am a restorer. Amen. I am a God of peace. There's peace tonight. There's healing tonight in Jesus Christ. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Oh, you can have peace tonight. You don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be tormented. Don't allow the devil to bring your past up. Don't allow the devil to remind you of your failures. God loves, amen, to restore broken vessels. In fact, that's the only kind of vessels that God can do anything with. A broken and a contrite heart, God will in no way despise. If you've been broken, if you've been tattered and you've been torn tonight by the world and sin, amen, I want you to know there is one tonight who speaks peace, who speaks joy, if you'll only receive it. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Let's sing this song.
Oh, I know the peace speaker.
Would you come and pray? Amen. Anyone that has a desire to draw near to God, if you'll come. This altar is open tonight to all that would come and have a time of visitation in the presence of God.
He controls the wind and rain.